It's 9:36 in the Bocoma Casino Studio. Our sponsor this segment, Spartan Mosquito. You know, we talked about it last week, or actually yesterday we talked about it, how they have a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if their product doesn't work, which you don't have to worry about that, you know, it's going to work. But if you're not satisfied, if it doesn't work for you, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. They believe in their product that much. Our guest this segment from Southern Eye Center is Dr. Kipper Nelson. Good morning, Dr. Nelson. How are you?
Morning, Will. Doing good.
Now, I have heard that y'all have been voted the best ophthalmology clinic in the Pine Belt area at the Best of the Pine Belt Awards in 2022. So congratulations to you. That's a big deal.
Hey, I appreciate it. It's something we're really proud and grateful to have won. And, you know, it really acknowledges just so many people that have put, you know, work into that. Every surgeon, every staff member at Southern Eye Center helping us deliver the finest eye care in South Mississippi. And so we're proud, you know, proud to be acknowledged, and we're very grateful to our patients. I mean, them and their families, you know, cast however many thousands of votes.
Right.
And just words of encouragement and appreciation we hear from them that, you know, really makes it on that deep level all worthwhile.
That's a big deal. Now, just like regular doctors, like you would see a pediatrician or a family doctor, there are different stages of life for eye doctors, and you specialize in the older stage of life. Is that correct?
Right. I mean, you know, pediatric ophthalmology is really its own specialty. Children come with their
right.
own needs, developmental and whatnot. So typically we'll start to meet patients that, you know, are into their 20s and beyond.
Right.
And the reason is that usually by about age 20, somewhere around there, the eye is fully formed. The patient is, you know, they're done growing, and their eye's done growing. So the prescription of their eye, whether they're nearsighted, farsighted, have astigmatism, has been set for a little while.
Right.
Those patients typically will present to us because, you know, they know they need a strong prescription, and they don't want to have it. They
right.
want to see good without it. And so we'll see those patients for usually LASIK evaluations to try to improve their vision without glasses.
So the LASIK, tell us a little bit more about the LASIK. I know we've talked about it before, but some people may have missed.
Yeah, LASIK vision correction is where we basically use a laser to reshape the cornea, the mm-hmm. front of the eye, and we basically correct the patient's prescription in the reshaping of that cornea. It's a you know, an exciting procedure because it's life changing for many people.
Right.
It's you know, it's fairly quick and easy, 10 to 15 minutes, you know, just to be able to open your eyes and see something that a lot of people, most people, take for granted is such a quality of life improvement for those patients. And so it's something that, you know, it's really a popular surgery that we offer, mm-hmm. and it's very effective and very safe.
So it'd be great for somebody who just absolutely does not want to wear glasses, but it's not really for everybody, is it?
That's right. I mean, some people's prescription is so strong that they don't have enough corneal thickness to work with.
Right.
Some people are just naturally born with thin corneas, just like you have tall people, short people. Some people have thick corneas, thin corneas, and so they're not a candidate for LASIK. Because in LASIK, you basically use a laser to reshape that cornea, so you need a certain thickness to work with.
Right.
Okay, and there's a baseline that you need to stay above. And so if the patient either has a thin cornea or a really super strong prescription, the good news is that there's other options for us to get those patients seeing better. We don't just turn them away and say, no, you can't have it. We have the implantable contact lens, which is an amazing technology. And it's basically where we slide a little thin, just like it sounds, a little thin lens inside the eye that stays there. Say if we do that on a patient in their 20s, then they see good just like they had LASIK, but that we didn't have to thin their cornea.
Right.
That lens stays in their eye you know, until they're old enough, till they reach cataract range, where we have to go in and take the cataract out and remove the lens, and they see good without glasses. So it's an amazing technology also.
That sounds like something I'd be interested in, because people have asked me, you don't want to wear glasses. You don't want to stick the contact in your eye. So if you have that implant, you don't have to worry about it.
Right. There's no upkeep. You don't have to take them out, put them in every day. You don't have to clean them. You don't have to worry about sleeping in them. I mean, they're just there. You just open your eyes and see. And then, you know, when you get to be 60 and you get a cataract, we take it out just like, you know, we would in any situation. So
obviously there's several surgeons there at Southern Eye Center. Now, who handles the contact lens procedure?
Dr. Cameron Griffith is my cornea fellowship trained cornea partner. Okay. And so, you know, he does primarily the LASIK, the implantable contact lens, PRK, which is basically LASIK without the flap.
Okay.
And those refractive procedures. So, you know, he's been here for 14, 15 years, and we're proud to have him. He's, like I said, he's the only cornea specialist in the area, and just a superb surgeon, superb guy.
Now, he sees patients in all the offices, so you don't have to go to Hattiesburg. You can go to Laurel or Picayune, right?
That's right. Just like all of our surgeons, you can see any of us in Hattiesburg, Laurel, or Picayune.
Now, you mentioned the reflective lens exchange procedure. What exactly is that?
That's a great question. So, you know, basically, that's cataract surgery without the cataract is all that is.
Okay.
It's a big 50-cent doctor word.
But, there you go.
You know, I mean, primarily that is really the procedure of choice in patients that, say, are in their 40s or 50s. They don't really have a significant cataract yet.
Right.
But they have a strong prescription. They want to see better without it.
Right.
Or they're losing their reading vision. You know, they're starting to need reading glasses to see, you know, what time it is on their watch. And it's very aggravating. And so that patient, that's called presbyopia when you lose your reading vision.
Okay.
The refractive lens exchange really is ideal for them because we can get them good distance vision. Mm-hmm. We can get them good reading vision again, which is what they're missing, you know. We can get them that intermediate vision where they need to see their computer or their speedometer on the dashboard.
Right. That's pretty important.
Yeah, not getting busted
right.
For tickets. So that is a neat procedure. And it's just like people ask, say, well, so is that safe? That sounds, you know, like really complicated. It's just cataract surgery.
Right.
Except you have a real soft lens to remove instead of a big, hard cataract. So it's actually safer than cataract surgery.
Wow.
And so people do really well with it. Most people know, you know, like a parent or grandparent who's had cataract surgery. So they know that that's a good procedure, tried and true. And so once you connect that with the patient and they say, oh, it's just cataract surgery,
right?
Then that takes a lot of the anxiety out of it.
And it takes out the need for another cataract surgery later in life, correct?
Right. You don't have to come back when you're 60 or 65 and have the cataract removed. You've already had the lens removed.
Right.
And you've had it replaced with a ideal lens of the right prescription to help you see better.
Right. That sounds like a great option. Now, what about like flashing lights and floaters? I know that's pretty common.
That's common, and you know, there's a lot of misconceptions about that. Floaters typically are not something that we get too concerned about. Most people have a few floaters. In some cases, you'll have some big floaters that land kind of right in the center, and they just don't want to settle out or move. And in those situations, Dr. Jimenez, my retina fellowship-trained partner, does have a procedure called a vitrectomy where he can remove those floaters.
Right.
And that helps a lot of people. I mean, if you've the people who've had it know what I'm talking about.
Right.
You've got a blob in the middle of your vision, and it always seems to be right in front of what you're really trying to see.
Right.
And so for those people, he can go in, remove those floaters, you know, improve their vision, their quality of vision, take away a lot of just daily irritation that they're experiencing. And that's been a real groundbreaking procedure as well. But typically, most of the little small floaters that, you know, just about everybody will see occasionally, they settle with time and
right.
You don't have to worry about them. the situation that you should really be aware of is that if you have a bunch of new floaters and you see that along with like these little flashing bolts of lightning off to the side, or you see them along with a curtain coming across your vision, or a real blurry spot developing your vision, that is something you need to pick up the phone and call your eye doctor about. And if you don't have an eye doctor, you call Southern Eye Center. We'll get you in and check it out, because a lot of times that can be a symptom of a retinal tear or detachment.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, it's a big deal, and it's got to be fixed. And honestly, the sooner the better, typically.
Right.
You know, if you get that fixed quickly, then it can save you a lot of heartache and potential lost vision down the road.
Right.
So that's something I want your listening public to be aware of.
Yeah, and it, you know, I know you're always thinking about glaucoma and how that relates to people around here, the floaters, the flashes, and all that. You start bringing in glaucoma, it's an even bigger deal. I want to talk to you about it. We got about a minute left in this segment, and so if you're okay, we'll start now, and then we'll move on to the next segment here in a few minutes. Got about 5 minutes after the break, but the big deal about glaucoma, and I'm an uneducated guy. I don't get it, and a lot of our listeners are pretty educated, but they probably still don't get glaucoma.
Yeah, you're not alone.
Tell us just a little bit about that before we go to break.
Yeah, I mean, you are not alone in that, Will, and the reason is glaucoma is known as the sneak thief of sight.
Right.
You don't have symptoms, typically, until you have lost your vision, and so that's what's scary about it. It sneaks up on you. It doesn't cause any pain or discomfort. And what it does is that the optic nerve, which is the main nerve that connects our eye to our brain, is just very slowly damaged. And so just like the frog in the bowl of boiling water, you know, it just kind of gradually gets worse. And then once glaucoma damages the nerve, there's no way to bring it back. And so what I do want to talk to you more about is preventing that damage from the get-go.
Yeah.
And, you know, stopping that process before the permanent damage is done.
Well, that sounds good. And we will talk to you on the other side of this break. It's Good Morning Jones County. Back in just a few minutes, we're talking with Dr. Kipper Nelson from Southern Eye Center. He'll join us in segment last as we return. Stick around.
Local talk for your hometown. Good Morning Jones County. Super Talk Laurel 99.3 and supertalklaurel.com.
It's 9:53. We're back in the Bocoma Casino studio. It's a What's Happening Wednesday, and our sponsor this segment is Shady Acres Village. You need to go up there and check out the plate lunch. They've got ribs, they've got chicken. Look, you need to do yourself a favor. Go check that out. And the desserts that they have, my goodness, it's just unbelievable. We're back with Dr. Kipper Nelson from Southern Eye Center in Hattiesburg, Laurel, and Picayune. And we were talking before we went to break about glaucoma and how it is affecting people. Glaucoma has really been a passion for you in your career and in treating patients here in the Pine Belt. So we were talking about how it just kind of sneaks up. Now let's talk a little bit about the various treatments that we have for glaucoma.
Okay, and, you know, happy to do that. Glaucoma is a passion of mine, and, you know, part of it just stems from, you know, I'm a Mississippian, and glaucoma is so common in Mississippi. It comes along with diabetes, and African American patients are more prone to have glaucoma.
Right.
Just with our population, you know, our patients are just prone to have it, and so it affects a lot of people. And it's estimated that glaucoma Actually, there's 50 to 100 million people that have glaucoma. And of those that have it, only about half of them know they have it.
Right.
And that's because, like we said earlier, you don't really have any initial symptoms. Mm-hmm. Okay. So it affects a lot of people. And that's why, you know, we're really passionate about it. Because it doesn't have any symptoms and people don't know they have it, you know, the eye doctor, honestly, you know, has to look for it. Right. And so that's one thing that we do at Southern Eye Center very well is regardless of what problem patients are coming in for, we make sure to look at, you know, give a full exam and look at the specific structures of the eye that can be a clue to the early development of glaucoma.
Right.
And if we see something there, if we see that the pressure is high or that the optic nerve is starting to show some damage, then we'll do some further testing and find out for sure whether it's glaucoma or not. And then when we identify glaucoma, we have the full spectrum of medications, lasers, surgery that our surgeons offer to prevent that patient from ever losing their vision. And so, you know, that's a real big need in this area. It's something that we're proud to offer. And honestly, it's a way we help, you know, thousands of patients every year. So.
And you've got several different things. Recently, you've had a new procedure come up, correct?
That's right. The MIGS procedure, where usually at the same time we do cataract surgery, we'll use a little eye stent device, which basically opens up the natural drain of the eye.
Right.
And keeps that open to lower the pressure and improve glaucoma control. And that's, you know, that's been a real a big improvement in glaucoma care. Because, like we've talked about before, you know, just about everybody has cataracts at some point, and so it gives us, that's usually when we meet the patient, and so it gives us an opportunity to do something that not only gets them seeing better, but lowers their pressure and keeps the glaucoma from taking it,
right?
You know, taking their vision.
Right.
So we prevent a lot of glaucoma damage there. And then, you know, the other thing that I want to focus on, of course, you know, we're all eye surgeons, and like I said, we offer all the procedures and medications, but we've really been focusing a lot lately on preventing the damage from ever getting started.
Right.
And like I said, in glaucoma, the way that happens is the pressure in the eye damages the optic nerve. And so we have been doing a lot of research the last year and a half to 2 years to find out what natural supplements and lifestyle changes, basically things without medicine and surgery,
right,
that we could do to help prevent that damage.
Okay.
And, you know, just looking at everything out there on the market and looking at all the, you know, the established clinical research that's been done on the optic nerve, there really has not been anything that really fits that bill. And so, you know, of all the herbal supplements and everything out there, just nothing that's really specifically designed to be effective at preventing glaucoma damage.
Right.
And so, you know, finally, we came to the conclusion that, okay, well, we're just going to have to make our own here, you know. And so basically the surgeons at Southern Eye Center have been working with some scientists in Alabama to develop our own formula for a supplement, a natural supplement that will help to prevent glaucoma damage,
right,
and help to keep that optic nerve from ever experiencing the damage that results in loss of vision.
So you've created a supplement.
That's right.
And what's it going to be called?
Well, that's a good question, and we have picked out the name. Until I have it in hand and we have it available for patients, I'm going to keep that close to my vest.
I understand.
But, you know, basically the supplement, and I look forward to coming back and talking to you,
yes,
when I have it in hand.
Yeah.
But basically it acts in several ways, but increasing blood flow to the optic nerve, lowering the optic nerve pressure, and giving the patient through natural supplements the antioxidants and the preventive substances they need to keep that nerve healthy. And that way you don't ever let the optic nerve damage occur, and the patient may not need medications and surgery and lasers. And so, you know, we really feel like we can treat a lot of illness that way and affect a lot of people.
He's Dr. Kipper Nelson from Southern Eye Center. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks, Will.
And if you have any questions, give them a call, 601-264-3937. They've got three offices in Hattiesburg, Laurel, and Picayune. It's Good Morning Jones County.